Tell us about that wall, Melvin. Where in the world? Is that one of your dad's?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some words to that. That's a kind of a song, but I never did know what much of it.
There was words to it?
Yeah.
Did he sing it?
No, but my mother sang it. It says, a night is so warm and no sign of a storm, and I like to stand down by the gate, down by the old garden gate. That's a nice old song.
So what's some more words?
That's about all I know of it.
Come on.
That's right.
You never told me very much about your mother. Did she sing a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, my granddad come to our house. They'd start singing after supper, you know, and they'd sing till midnight. Turnabout. He sung some songs he didn't like very good, though. But that's the way they'd sing until midnight. All people used together and sing till midnight a lot of times. Just sing in people's homes. I've got a family of singers. They all sing. But Melvin can't sing.
Who leads them?
Grafton. That's the third boy. He leads the singing at the church mostly. Yeah. And he's got a boy that takes right over when he don't. He's a good songwriter.
Is that where they mostly picked it up, at church?
Yeah, mostly. But it just seemed to be in the family. And I've got a daughter, and she lives in Glenville, and they have a big bus. They travel and sing a lot. Heaven's Ramblers. She has four boys, and they sing. They're pretty good. They travel everywhere.
You've had a great big household of kids, haven't you?
Yeah.
Foster children?
Yeah.
How many of them have you ever been able to keep track of?
I can't do it. I can't keep count of the track of all the foster kids. But we raised 10 of our own. We've got 36 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. Pretty good family of them wines just together. Well. You don't need to talk all the time, do you?
As long as you play once in a while, it's all right.
All right, I'm going to play. Now, I'll tell you, I heard you playing the Soldier's Joy, and this fella plays the Soldier's Joy good. But I can play it, but I miss a little of it, see. I've got a little trouble with that finger right there. And it don't get it. I have to substitute with a bow, but you can't hardly tell it. I'm going to play the Soldier's Joy. Thank you.
You show them where you were leaving off your father's car
thing. Well, when you come down here on this high part. Now, I'm supposed to reach down there and get that with that little finger and get that high note, and I can't do it. It just won't do it anymore. In the case of that, I do this with the bow. Instead of getting it with the high note, I make it the bow do it. So that's where it comes in.
What was that again? Can you do that one more time?
One more time. I have to double note it there instead of getting the high note. Now listen how. Now I'm supposed to go down there with that little finger, and I can't do it. So it covers it right up.
That must have been one of the first pieces you learned to play, wasn't it?
That's some of the first ones, because that was very popular when I was a kid, and still is. Yeah, people played the Soldier's Joy in Mississippi Soldiers, Cow and Swing, and
what age
the ballroom.
What age did you first pick up a fiddle?
How old are you?
12.
Well, I started when I was 9, trying to play. Yeah.
Would your dad let you play his fiddle?
Well, he wouldn't have hit a note, but I sneaked it out and got to playing a little bit. I wanted to play one tune above anything in this world, you know. And that was Boney Partridge Retreat. Now, there's two ways of playing it, you see. But there was a way on that that just, oh, it took my heart, you know, as a little fella. I just wanted to get that. If I could just play that, and that's all I wanted to play. And I got his fiddle out and got to trying to play when Mother wasn't there. Nobody was there. He kept it in the dresser drawer, kept it, the pad under. So I was very careful how I put it back, and I got so I could play it. But I knew what I was trying to play. And so Mother was there one day, and I asked her if I could get his fiddle and play it. She said, "Well, Bob will kill you." I said, "I'll be careful with it." Well, I did. And so she could tell what I was playing. Well, from that time on, Dad got his fiddle out one night, you know, and he was playing. Duckie said, "Melvin can play that piece." "Why," he said. He looked at me awful, you know. I was excited very bad. And he said, he didn't say nothing. He just jobbed that fiddle at me like that. I took it, and I was scared to pieces, you know. There's trouble around there. But I went to trying to play, and he seemed like I could play, you know. From that time, he helped me. Now, he didn't. This is what he'd done for me. When I'd make a miss with my bow, or if I'd make a miss with my fingers, he was right over me. Now, he'd say, "Stop right there," and he'd back me up and say, "You get it that way." So that's how I learned. He played loud and fast. It was all ease for him to play. He could just sit down there and play all night. I never seemed to bother him at all, but it worked for me.
He held a fiddle down there?
Yeah, I did too. I used to, but I can't no more. I had to do well to hold it at all. Arthritis would bend my shoulders.
What? I want to holler at it, but I'll wait.
Well, you can holler at me. Huh? Well, I don't know if I can even play it or not. It's on that Sally Gooden fiddle. But he's got it pinned down, but I can play it. Now this was the part I liked.
Thank you.
This is the part I like. That's hard to get, but I got to. I could just play it right along. But it's hard. I can't hard to play it now. Give me that other mic. Unless you want to play something.
Well, did your dad play it two ways?
Yeah.
He played the other bone part of the tree too?
Yeah.
Did he tune the fiddle?
Yeah, he tuned it different.
Tuned it down with the low bass?
No.
Did he play it in high key?
No, he played in high key. Mm-hmm.
The other way too?
Yeah.
But
I can't even hard to play it the other way at all.
Did he call them both bone parts or
two? Yeah. But he's a different fella who wrote them. We had an old guy that was in the army, lived right close to us, and he played the fiddle, but now he jumped on one. He did, he was rough, and he played old hand trumpet, and he played Tony Partridge Retreat, and he played it like this in the army. He played pretty good.
Why did you call that your Sally Gooden fiddle? Did you call it your Sally Gooden fiddle?
Yeah, I don't know. But I play Sally Gooden in that key. Huh?
You had it tuned differently than you do the other?
Yes, I do. Listen. Well, we can play one or two on that, huh? So you can't play it now since you didn't take your foot. I'll tune here and play one that this old guy played.
What old guy?
Benny Harrell. He was in the army for the fellow I was telling you
about. Benny Harrell?
Here's what he played. Here's what he played. Now, and he's a rough fiddler.
Thank you.
much better you done, you patted your foot.
What's the name of that building?
Old Dan Tucker.
The Black Mountain Rail tuning?
Huh?
What kind of tuning is that?
I don't know. Black Mountain Rail.
Is that the Jack of Diamonds tune?
Thank you.
first started hearing that tune?
I really don't know. Yeah.
A long time back?
Yeah. No. I just raised that a little bit there in the tune for Old Sledge. Black Mountain Road. Wasn't that what I meant? Oh, I used to play it and I'd pick all on them strings, but that's nonsense. You play sledge, don't you? Old sledge. Hitting on all four when you play that. I don't know if I can play it or not. Jack McElwain, he was an old fiddler. He was one of the state champions. And I went up to his place, and he played it for me. So I just took the two together with him. My dad played it, and the way he played it, so he played it.
How far away was Jack McElwain from where you lived?
He lived in Webster County, Sears. Maybe 50 miles, something like that.
That's a long way to go.
Them days it was when you walked, huh? Yeah, walked mostly.
You walked up to Jack's?
Well, we went part the way in the car, and then we walked on in where he lived. He lived in Virginia Bank. How come me to find out about him? He come to Burnsville to play in a fiddler's contest when I was just a kid. I wasn't playing then. But I went down to listen. My dad played in it. He won third place. He'd never played in the contest before, but he went down. He won third place. He played the Arkansas Traveler and another two. But anyhow, Jack played that, and I'd never seen him anymore for years. I was working. I went to Sutton and I put up a platform and I had a platform dance there. I built it myself, me and my brother. And when they got through, the fair got to it at County of Sutton. Why, they went to Dunbar. They had the state fair there at that time. That had been years ago. So I went with them. They wanted me to go along. So I went with them. I worked in one of these little places where you shoot cigarettes and stuff off, you know, a little cork gun. And I was working in that, but I took my fiddle with me. I had it sitting in the corner back in the tent. This fella come along with something under his arm and a poke. An old guy, and he'd seen that fiddle sitting there. Directly said to me, he said, "Sonny, is that a fiddle over there in that case?" I had a case. I said, "Yeah." He said, "Can you play it?" I said, "A little bit." Well, he said, "Would you play me a tune?" Well, I said, "I can't right now. There's a lot of people here, and they're shooting them cigarettes and things off." I said, "As soon as they move out a little, I'll play for you." "All right," he said. So he stood around there while they got scattered out, and I got the fiddle over and played a few tunes for him. He said, "I'll tell you what I'll do." He said, "They're having a fiddler's contest up at this side of Charleston. I don't remember what the name of it is.
Clendenin.
And he said, "You go up there, and if you don't win a prize, I'll give you a $20 gold piece." Hey, that tickled me powerful, you know. That old fella had some money, and I didn't know. They said, "Do you know who I am?" I said, "No." He said, "Who are you?" And I told him. Well, he said, "No wonder you can play a fiddle." He said, "Bob Winer's a fine fiddler. He's as good as I ever heard." And I said, "I'm Jack McElwain." Well, right then I knew him. I remembered seeing him when I was a little fella. But anyhow, he invited me up to his place, and I went up there years later, and he played Old Slade for me.
Is it true that he could cross his legs and pat both feet on the floor?
Yeah, that's about the way he worked it. I had a cousin could do that only when he was drunk. He could do that same. He could wrap his legs around, and I'll tell you another fella could almost do it, and that's that. Where did we go down to play for that old man some years ago? Tommy Gerald. No, wasn't Tommy Gerald. But anyhow, he's got a son, he's a drunk. And now he plays bluegrass, and he could do the same thing, but he's just busy like that. He just continued, you know. And he's in a jail now, I think. The old man died, and he's in a jail. You know who I'm talking about, don't you? Larry Rader. Yeah, Benny. Benny Gerald. He's a better fiddler than the old man, really. He played bluegrass mostly, but he's a better fiddler than the old man. Smoother. Well, I'm out of tune here. I'm playing with this thing. A fella come to our house. That's been, oh, it's probably 65 years ago, and he'd give us them keys for this fiddle. So it makes it kind of mean being used to these others and then try to tune with that. Now you can sing if you will. Thank you.
Unclouded
Day. I like it.
Oh, boy.
Devin, why don't you do one more and we'll take a break for dinner.
What do you want me to do, huh? Piney Mountain, huh?
Piney Mountain.
We don't play that guy. Everybody, do we? Water hole up to halfway to my knees. I said, I think you're right. You really do.
Really? So anyway, yeah.
Lost girl. He don't have to be hooked up for me to play that, do he? This is kind of slow, but you know it, don't you? about the lost girl. We lived about 2 miles from the gym. And there's an old man there, he called him John Cogger. And he was 90 years old. And I went up there and I was just a kid, and he played that for my dad. And he took his time and he played it real well. And he was 90. So that's where we learned it. Now, what's the next one?
You play old Joe Clark in that tune?
No.
The yellow.
I'd like to hear the Centralia Waltz.
I think that's in D, I believe I play in.
Well, you go ahead and play.
Joe. No, Sleepy Eye John.
Sleepy Eye John. Stop saying.
Thank you.
Sleepy Eye John, you better get your breakfast on.
What's the word to it?
Oh, that's about all I know. I heard this Charlie Daniels, and he sung a part of it and played it, but I can't do that.
Melvin, you were going to start a tune, and then you looked over at the banjo player. I think you're going to be in some kind of minor key.
Hey.
Hey.
She wasn't ready for
it. She wasn't ready for you.